Chasers, and happy September 16th. It is Thursday, and I'm Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will break down the biggest headlines in entertainment together. But before we dive in, I want to introduce my co-host for this morning, Kaya Wilson, friend of the pod and The Dip's social media manager. Hi, Kaya.
Hey, happy holidays, everyone. You know, I am enjoying the fall weather, the fall treats. It is a nice, crisp 86 degrees down here in sunny South Florida, and it's cooler than ever. So I've been having a great time. And thank you for asking me on this special pod because we have so much to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about. I have a question for you. What is like the temperature in Florida when you're like, ooh, I need to put a coat on?
Oh, for me, that's when it gets really low, about like 69, 70 degrees. That's when you break out the old Burlington Coat Factory, like coat.
Oh God, I love it. Just a different breed down in Florida because 70, I'm like balmy. It's warm.
You got to tell the people at our Dip Tree, like I had on a full jacket and everyone's like, are you hot? And I'm like, no, I'm built different. I'm from
it built up your Okay, before we dive into the topics of the day, I am still thinking about Bella Hadid's clapback at everyone who thought she was an anti-vaxxer because she wasn't at the Met Gala. People were speculating that the model wasn't vaccinated, thus wasn't able to attend the event. However, she seemed to squash those rumors with this picture that she posted on Instagram of her on the corner of Happy and Healthy, aka Walgreens, getting the shot. Paired with the photo was a caption for anyone concerned, black heart emoji. Kaya, what does the black heart emoji mean to you?
To me, it's like, period.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think too. It's like, this is for a shady heart.
Yeah,
love
exactly.
Ya. It's That's what like, it is.
Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Like a very much yeah. Garcelle, shut the fuck up.
We will get into the meaning of emojis at the end of this episode, right. But let's start with the topics of the day.
Mind a little addresses right now. So I talked to a lot of you guys yesterday about the situation with Thomas and, you know, everything that went on at the group date and last night and this morning. I hear that conversations that are taking place with you and other people are the exact opposite. And there's flipping and flopping and there's constant smiles and it feels fraudulent. I mean, it feels like almost like a campaign. You know, like you want to be bachelor. I don't know what it is.
So first up is the bachelor, the rumored bachelor. Now, I am warning everybody, if you don't want to know who is rumored to be the bachelor from Michelle's season, we don't know who these guys are at all. But if you don't want to know anything, skip to the next part. Look at the show notes. The timestamps will be there. But we are going to just say it all. So we're mentioning it all. Don't come for us if you're like going to be mad that you heard something you didn't want to hear. I've given you so much lead time right now to skip ahead. Just skip ahead. Okay. So we learned from the Hollywood Reporter, I think a week or two ago, that The Bachelor would not be coming from Katie's season. It wasn't going to be Michael A. It definitely wasn't going to be Greg, Andrew, Justin. They were not going to be The Bachelor. It was going to be coming from Michelle's season, who we didn't know because we don't know any of these guys, but according to E, and now Reality Steve seems to be backing it, the next bachelor's name is Clayton Eckard, E-C-H-A-R-D. You can look him up on Instagram. I already followed him. I'm one of like 2,400 people, which is so intimate. Clayton Eckard on Instagram. Kaya, do you want to tell the people what the most concerning thing is if you do visit?
Thank you. I was going to ask you, like, I know that this is your podcast in your territory, so I respect that, but I was going to beg you if I could just please tell the people that this man, you can tell him his regular day job, but before his regular day job, he was a former freestyle rapper. I repeat, a former freestyle rapper. And what do you think about that? It's both amazing and concerning at the same time, because it's like he's not a regular rapper, you know. He wants you to know that he's quick on his feet. He can think, about things. He can make a poem, he can make a rhyme, like, on his feet. A freestyler, like, that's some serious talent right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think I lean on the side of concerned versus interested. I do know that I have not one doubt that his limo exit on Michelle's season will include a freestyle rap. And we will get a lot of bookend moments each episode of him freestyle rapping. I know that they say, like, the Hollywood Reporter was saying that there was somebody who just kind of won the producers over. I do wonder if the way to a producer's heart is through freestyle rap. To me, this, okay, so as you said, he does have a normal day job. He's an orthopedic salesperson. So he's in and out of hospitals with surgeons who are doing Cali from Grey's Anatomy surgeries. Love that for him. But yeah, he is just a kind of, it seems like a run of the mill guy. He played football at Mizzou. Other than the freestyle rapping, I mean, I'm looking at his Instagram. It's just a lot of pics of him and his friends and a lot of shirtless photos. He seems very tall and very buff. Other than that, I don't have a lot of like thoughts on him.
I've been on YouTube just literally trying to find videos of him freestyling. Like, I want to know how serious he was about it. Did he compete in any talent shows? Like, is he gonna be there for the wrong reasons? Like, or is it just a thing, like, you know, Connor, his thing was just playing ukulele and singing his little cute songs. But if this dude is gonna be
Was it
rapping,
more of like a hobby?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is like, you know, I would never say I was I would maybe joke in my Instagram bio, former soccer all-star, when I just played soccer from K through sixth grade. You know, I wonder if he's kind of poking fun at it, not realizing that everybody in the media would pick up on it and start reporting that he's a former rapper,
or not even knowing that he was going to be like the next Bachelor. Right, he could be like, oh, I'm not even gonna win this, so let me just give them a quirky fact. And then it's like,
exactly,
you're now the Bachelor and you're a former freestyle rapper.
I love it. Okay. Other things, like the reason everybody is thinking it's him is because I guess there were photos taken of a film crew in Eureka, Missouri, which is where he's from, seemingly filming an opening package, you know, the one that like sets him up to talk about how he's looking for love, blah, blah, blah. So again, Clayton Eckerd, 28 years old from Eureka, Missouri, collegiate football player, former freestyle rapper, current orthopedic sales. And yeah, I would just recommend everybody go peep on that Instagram. I'm worried he's going to make it private. So that's why I followed him. I just want to be clear.
No, also the dip, AKA me, like I've already followed him and I commented. Good. I was like, are you the Bachelor? I'll let you guys know if he responds or not. I don't think he can legally, but you know, it's me.
You went straight to the source. ABC, for the record too, and it's speaking of sources, ABC and the, you know, ownership of Warner Brothers, who oversees the production of The Bachelor, has not commented at all. No. But The Hollywood Reporter did say that The Bachelor was going to start filming by the end of September. So I think we've got to get this announcement out ASAP. I would assume perhaps at like some type of at some point in like the Bachelor in Paradise finale or reunion, yeah, they'll announce it. So
Mike Fleiss coming up to it, teasing it, like, but he's been teasing it since the first episode and I'm like, can you stop? Like, you're being annoying. And I looked at this, I don't know if it was Bachelor Data or one of those Instagram accounts, they put the exact date of when all the Bachelors were announced. So the latest it's been was in late September, that I believe. And then the earliest it's been was, I believe, in like a July. So regardless, this month we'll be getting to know, you know, who's going to be our next
Bachelor. We'll find out. And also, they have filmed these opening packages before and then not gone with the person. So this is not even like set in stone, confirmed, but yeah, it looks like this is our front runner at the moment. It's right, not Greg Grippo. That's the takeaway.
That's what I want to know. Do you think that they changed their mind?
No, I mean, I think what they do, this is a theory that I've said for a long time. I think that they leak names to press, to bloggers like Reality Steve, to see how the public responds. And if they are really excited about it, then they'll be like, that's who we've always said we wanted. And then if people are like, no, we don't want that person, for example, Greg Grippo was, you know, welcomed with very closed arms by the public to the point where there was a petition that, that people didn't want him to be the Bachelor. Yeah. I think that ABC could just be like, that was a rumor. We were never going along with that.
Yeah, so, like JK.
It's very easy to kind of, I think, just test the waters a little bit. And for all we know, that could be what's happening right now. You put Clayton's name out there, and there are going to be so many people from his past who are going to start putting things on Reddit, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. Guys, watch out for Bachelor TikTok, because that is where so many of these things come about. And we'll know more about this man before he probably even knows about it. So time will tell. Time will tell.
We got our eye on you, Clayton. Yeah, move on.
So, okay, this next bit of news is a bit of a flashback for early aughts kids, which is both Kaya and I.
Right.
So there was an announcement by Disney Plus that not only are we getting the, in my opinion, much anticipated Proud Family reboot, Louder and Prouder, but they announced some of the guest stars that will be on this new series. So it's premiering in 2022, not far away, on Disney Plus, and it's called The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. And these are just a few guest stars: Lizzo, Lil Nas X, Chance the Rapper, Normani, Tiffany Haddish, Gabrielle Union, Lena Waithe, Leslie Odom Jr., Anthony Anderson, Al Roker. I love Al Roker so much. James Pickens Jr., Marseille Martin, Jaden Smith, Brenda Song, Tina Knowles.
Beyonce's mom.
Mother. Eva Longoria, Debbie Allen, Lamorne Morris, Holly Robinson Pete, Lori Hernandez, Dominique Dawes, Gabby Douglas, Brett Rock, and more. Oh, and then Jane Lynch.
Just by the way, Jane Lynch also.
Okay, are you excited about this? This is one of those things that I'm not a big reboot person, especially when it comes to like the things I watched as a kid. Didn't want to get into Girl Meets World, any of those things.
Fuller House. And you don't like animation either.
No, but that's what's interesting is The Proud Family was, I think, the only animated show that I watched as a kid.
I'm so excited about this because not only, you know, did I love the original, but I think that this is one of the ones that they're doing it right. Because they're bringing all these amazing A-lister guest stars on there, but they're also bringing back the original cast. Like, you can't do it without Kyla Pratt, you know what I mean? And they're bringing back Kyla Pratt. So this is going to be done right. I'm a grown-ass adult, and I get to introduce it to, like, my nieces and nephews and enjoy it myself.
That's a great point. And I actually didn't even know that the original cast was coming. So that's even better news. I think that for me, the Proud Family, it was just, I just loved the family dynamics. I loved Dejanay. Oh, I just loved all of it. And I loved the music. Whenever there was the Alicia Keys episodes.
When they formed the girl group, that's the one that I was like, yeah, they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Also, we just have to shout out Brenda Song returning to Disney. It's been a long time, but welcome back, Queen.
Thank you. So excited. And then I want to know if our Destiny's Child going to reunite to sing the theme song? Are they going to keep the old one? I'm fine with them keeping the old one.
Oh,
are they
gonna, like, that old one is a or bop. What?
It's, yeah, because it's Solange, it's Destiny's Child. Like, this is also, this was kind of something that laid out Beyonce's life. Like, it's literally her life. She has twins, she has Boo, you know, she has Jay-Z. Like, that's literally, she is truly proud.
I didn't even think about that.
I think about it a lot, actually.
Is Tina sugar mama?
She should be. She could be. I mean, like, yeah, it fits right into the family dynamic.
It really does. Oh my gosh, love it. Well, again, 2022 already off on the right foot, in my opinion. Let's move on to the next thing.
Was broken into and he confronted the burglar and then had to go have eye surgery. And then my son had to go for help. And then he rolled his car 5 times on the way home. Yeah.
So we need to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills very quickly. I think, and everybody, please comment, email hi@thedip.com, tweet me, tweet Kaya, tweet the dip, however you want to get into contact with us. I am convinced I know Erica's tell for when she's lying, and that is when she does the monotone voice.
That deep, deep monotone voice. Like, she goes from regular to like very white in like 0.5 seconds.
Tom's house was robbed and he flipped his car twice, and then my son had to come over, and then, and it's like, wait, what just happened? And I think she does it because she's so focused on the lies that she has, like, she shuts down every other part of her. And I will say, I was suspicious that this break-in that she talked about on Wednesday's episode was not true. I did fact check it, and it was true. I guess that in February, the house was broken into via a broken window, and they were unsure at the time of what was stolen. Yeah, for me, it's like, it's almost just becoming too obvious. I'm like, come on, girl, like, you got to make me question it at least. But it's just like, it feels like she's putting on a show. And I will have always said this, Erica is a fantastic performer. I never got to see her in Chicago, unfortunately. I've had the honor of meeting her, though, and she's just always on. She, you know, she's just on. She's just one of those people you're like, of course you're in show business. Like, this industry was made for people like Erica Jayne. And I think Erica Jayne is the one who is currently on our televisions. It is not Erica Girardi, as she reminded us on her Instagram last time you and I spoke.
Girardi. And it's like, Girardi. She was still wrong because it's Kahoy. Like, what are you trying to say? I love our followers on the dip. You know, I posted that clip of Erica telling that same story, and they were like, she says everything in a run-on sentence so she can get the whole lie out. And I'm like, you guys are hilarious.
Yes. Oh my God. I saw that too. You guys have to check out our TikTok. Kaya is really crushing it on TikTok. And if you want to like talk about these clips that are happening on the Bravo shows, on just general TV culture conversations, check out the dip on TikTok. What's the handle?
It's at thedip.com. Comment and I'll respond.
There you go. Okay, let's move on to the next thing.
From Selling Sunset's going to be involved in the wedding.
Well, they're all invited except for one person.
Okay.
So I think you guys can imagine who is not invited.
Okay, this one's a passion project for Kaya.
Yes.
Because she insisted and asked that we speak about it. Do you want to tell our Absolutely. Listeners what we've got?
We're talking about Selling Sunset, you guys. And you know, I'm so glad that even more people are now on the Selling Sunset train. I want to brag, as usual, I was an OG Selling Sunset watcher. I don't know how I stumbled upon it. I think it was because Netflix played it against my will, as they do certain things when you just want to watch the trailer and they just start yeah. playing the show. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, now I have to watch it. And I've been hooked ever since. Heather Rae Young, she used to date, I think, a hockey player who was a few years younger than her. They were, you know, on and off, and that's how she met Tarek El Moussa, which is, you know, y'all, HGTV king. I don't really know him.
He's
like
on
that.
Flip or Flop.
Okay, to me, he's a flop. So he and Heather are together. They recently had a PETA bridal shower, which I guess, congratulations, because she's vegan.
PETA?
Yeah, she's vegan, so like, I guess she is.
Okay.
Whatever. But recently he, on the set of his show, his and Christina's show, you know, they're divorced. They were together 10 years ago. They split 5 years ago and they continue to work together. He completely went ballistic on her after she told the story of how she like smoked toad. It was a very weird story. I think he got mad. He built it all up on set. He unleashed everything on her and he started yelling at her about how Heather is younger, hotter, and makes more money than Christina. And everyone was like, what the hell is going on? So this happened on their show. So he finally addressed what happened. Of course he's downplaying it, but he said, Christina and I, we worked together, wow, for over 10 years now. And we've been working together as exes for 5 years now. As you can imagine, it can be stressful working with an ex, and we did have an incident where some choice words were said on both sides. And I'm sure we both wish the whole thing never happened. He added, I mean, I certainly do, but I mean, honestly, since we got into that little disagreement a few months back, I've just decided that we're moving forward and it'll never happen again. That is just weird. Meanwhile, Heather, who used to be in kind of like this mean girl clique, if you remember on Selling Sunset, it was like Heather, it was Christine Quinn, who is actually like my icon and
queen. She's incredible.
And Maya, they were thick as thieves. But as you saw last season, Christine started calling out Heather and Tarek for like calling People Magazine and Us Weekly and all the paparazzi in order to, you know, get photos of them. And I think that I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention that according to Heather, her and Christine are no longer friends. They haven't been friends for a year. In addition to that, she's not invited to the wedding, allegedly. And I just want to know what's going to happen. Like, are we going to see the fallout of their friendship? Is it because of, you know, Christine's comments? Because it doesn't seem like that's serious enough to like not invite someone who was once like your best friend to the wedding. And one little tidbit of information that I also wanted to give you guys who are following the Jason Chrishell relationship. Heather actually thinks that Jason and Chrishell are going to get married. She claims that she called it a month before that they went public that they were dating. And she thinks that they're in it for the long run. So that's the Selling Sunset tea. As you can tell, I'm really excited about it. I need to get it out. I am willing to talk to anyone at all about this. So just DM us, comment something, email the dip. Like, I'm ready to talk about it. What do you think about this?
The only thought I have about Tarek and Heather is that I swear to God, they've been about to get married for close to 7 years now. It is all I see on Instagram. It somehow has infiltrated my TikTok. I have watched Flipper Flop with my parents and they are talking about their wedding. It is everywhere. And I just am like, get fucking married, please, so we can end this. I just want to end it. I want to end Heather being so obsessed with Tarek's kids because it's so obsessed.
That's another thing she said, that she never thought that she was ever going to be a mom, apparently. But now she could see herself being a mom because she's a stepmom to Tarek's kids.
Bonus
mom. Tarek lets her parent the way that she wants to parent. And, you know, they're going to be parents. They're going to get married. And they had a pita bread shower. So
I got to look into this. When you said pita at first, I thought you were thinking we were talking like
the bread.
Yeah, like a bread, like the Greek bread. And I was like, I'm kind of into that.
I would have rather than have that, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's just like everything comes with a spread and a pita. And you, that's your bridal
pita
shower.
Pita pockets, pita chips.
Oh, I love it. Pita chips. Okay, let's talk about our deep dive.
Two thumbs up is the FU. And that's a universal text code.
I didn't know that.
I'm sitting here apologizing for a thumbs up text.
Don't diminish the thumbs up text.
I don't know if a thumbs up means like F you.
There's a good chance Heather's thumbs up was a F you.
Kaya brought this to my attention. There are new emojis on the horizon, you guys, and they're pretty all over the place.
Some of them are very like, what's the point of it? Like kind of like, what's...
So one of them is water, like water pouring out of a glass, because I feel like we need that a lot. There's some... coral. There is a melting smiley face.
That's the one that I don't understand. What are you trying to convey? When will you use that?
I don't get it. There are also things that are certainly adding to the inclusivity emojis, like a pregnant man and a pregnant person. There is a hamsa. There's an x-ray, a crutch, a low battery, my personal favorite, some kidney beans, and a very sensual lip bite. Like when you see that lip bite one, are you just like, whoa, that's like too sexy?
It is. It just feels inappropriate. It's like, I'm never going to use that. Like I'm going to use
that's
it
some 50 Shades.
Yeah.
To cringe. If you send that to cringe, you're sending some mixed signals, Kaya.
I'm cringing looking at that emoji right there. It's just like, oh, what's going on? I also, you know, I think I'm going to use the most out of the new emojis. There's this one that it's like smiling and it has like tears in its eyes, but just at the bottom of its eyes. And it's just like, I'm
well, like they're welling along. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one too. I'm curious what everyone's like go-to emoji is. Mine has become the woozy face emoji. Kaya, what's yours?
Mine, since we've been, shout out to Lindsay, a friend of the pod. I've been using the smiley face one a lot, just because.
Just like the dead smiley face.
Yeah, with no soul inside.
Yeah, so. I love it. No soul. Okay, well, you guys, let us know what your favorite emoji is. Just send us an emoji on Instagram at The Dip, on Twitter at The Dip. Me, I'm at Allison P.O.K. Where can people find you?
Find me at The Dip.
There you go. And you guys, thank you so much for listening to today's Pop Chaser. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. And until then, cheers.